Proverbs chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom, and bow your ear to my understanding, that you may regard discretion, and that your lips may keep knowledge. Because the lips of a strange woman, prostitute, unbeliever, drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest you should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that you cannot know them. Listen to me now therefore, you children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not come near to the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others, and your years to the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with your wealth, and your labors be in the house of a stranger. And you mourn at the last, when your flesh and your body are consumed. And say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof. And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of your own cistern, water tank, and running waters out of your own well. Let your fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only your own, and not strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed. And rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as the loving deer and pleasant doe, let her breasts satisfy you at all times, and be ravished always with her love. And why will you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, prostitute, unbeliever, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Because the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, and he considers all he does. His own sins will take the wicked himself, and he will be held with the cords of his sins. He will die without instruction. And in the greatness of his folly he will go astray.